now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Daddy's hosting today, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The conversation surrounding Caitlin Clark.
Big time contact afterwards between Carter and Clark.
Let's not forget that she probably has arguably the most pressure.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. 13-year NFL veteran cornerback, Patrick Peterson. Coming up, actor Kelly O'Coy. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. First couple hours, Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated joined us to preview the NBA Finals. He's also fresh back from Saudi Arabia, where he covered Deontay Wilder's, I guess as he said, maybe final bout.
Could be over.
And then an hour number two, we talked with Patrick Peterson, who's a free agent. Now that we've hit the month of June in the NFL, this is when rubber begins to meet the road for some cap decisions post-June 1, things of that nature. And then you could figure out if there's room for guys. And then training camp's just around the corner. We're less than 2 months from training camp. We're just mere weeks. Justin Jefferson got the bag. We talked about all of that in the first 2 hours of the show. If you missed any of it, don't worry. We've got you covered on the Roku channel. We're live on it right now, streaming live every day, 12 to 3 Eastern. As soon as we're done, we re-air all the way until tomorrow's show. When Ed O'Neill's going to be on the program, he plays Donald Sterling in FX's Clipped, which premieres exclusively tomorrow on Hulu, which is available right here on the Roku platform. The man who plays the longtime executive of the Clippers, his name is Andy Roser. That executive, Kelly O'Coy, is back here on the show. Last time he was here was a couple years ago. He was busy filming this show that's now out.
Oh, nice.
Yes. It's interesting how things are kind of aligned when a guest appears. As Deontay Wilder's name got mentioned, the only time I've met Deontay Wilder was the first time I met Kelly O'Coy. It was on the set of Billions on the Fight Night episode. So there we are. I'm standing next to Menery in front of Deontay Wilder, who's next to Axe. He's standing behind Dollar Bill right there.
What a crew. Deontay Wilder, Rich, also did our show in Miami.
That's right, he did.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl week.
Super Bowl week.
Yeah. Bob Squad.
Also, Kelly is a diehard Blazer fan.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, he's playing a Clippers executive. Today is his, an anniversary he probably doesn't want to remember, right?
Yeah.
Today is
32 what? Years 32 ago.
32 years
today.
Ago today. What happened 32 years ago?
Game
today?
One of the NBA Finals. Why is that important? It's the Michael Jordan shrug game. 6 threes in the first half. I think 35 points, I think, in the first half for him.
Six threes, and then he just shrugged at
he
Magic.
Just like, yeah, I was looking at Magic, who's doing the
game with Marv,
the game with, Marv on NBC.
Yep. And I just remember Marv going, Michael Jordan. Like, I'm in this business for many reasons. One is I realized I couldn't do it. Secondly, I know I had to talk about it. And third, I grew up listening and watching Marv Albert in New York. And there's different tones of Marv. There's the sarcastic Marv. There's the understated Marv. And then there's the shocked and awed Marv. Michael Jordan again! Remember that?
Yeah.
Again! 32 years ago today.
Crazy.
Shrugged. Now, and how many people have shrugged, right? Caitlin Clark did it a couple weeks ago.
Everyone kind of does
it. Everyone shrugs now.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I do that, you know, when we don't win Emmys.
And it was crazy because for all Mike was known for, he wasn't known for, and the three wasn't as big back then, obviously. He wasn't known for being a three-point shooter, so that's what the shrug was like. I can't even explain this.
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe I'm making these too. You know? Like, I'm sure they're also going in.
You're surprised.
So are we close to the 32nd or the, when are we going to get the anniversary of the most famous shrug in the history of the United Center or Chicago Stadium? It's like Chicago's the most famous shrug is the Chicago Bulls security guard who beat Michael Jordan in pennies and gave him the shrug.
That guy.
That's the most famous shrug because it actually, that's probably the only shrug that's ever been delivered on Jordan.
Right.
Successfully.
That guy got so famous. He had passed away before the doc came out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He got so famous during the pandemic.
It did.
Everyone was using meme.
John Wozniak, man.
Rest is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rest in peace. He became a legend.
So we're probably coming up on the 30th anniversary or the 29th anniversary of him beating Jordan?
Playing quarters.
Quarters?
Yeah.
I said pennies. Well, I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a gambler. All right. Later on in this hour, Kelly O'Coin will be joining us. And we've got my glass half full, my NFC East best case scenarios. We've been giving every division in the NFL its due, if you will.
This is the last of the NFC,
the last
right?
of the NFC, and then we turn to the AFC the rest of the week.
All right.
And we do that in honor of Bill Walton's passing. He told me to shine the light, be the light. We're going to be positive. And we'll talk about, obviously, Bill with Kelly when he joins us in a moment. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial as well. But it is a Monday.
You know what that means.
Which means it's time for Overreaction Monday. Hit it. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there, brother?
We got a hodgepodge because, you know, there's not a lot of football going on.
Doesn't matter. It's always enough.
Here we go. What's up, guys? Happy Monday. Everybody good?
Thank you.
What's up, Chris?
Everybody good?
Hey.
How's your weekend,
Happy June. Man, June, crazy. Where's the year going?
What do you got?
I don't know. All this wide receiver talk.
Yes.
Someone's going to go for 2,000 yards this year.
Who's that?
Baby.
Someone.
Oh, baby.
I'm not going to say who. I'm going to say someone. The wide receiver's going for 2,000 this year. Passing league. Tyreek Hill would have got it had he not gotten injured.
There's always something going injured. On with
Justin
these guys.
Justin Jefferson was the number one player in fantasy last year. Hey, how'd that work out for everybody?
And A.J. Brown had a terrific
AJ
stretch.
A.J. Brown,
and
God
then,
mode
poof,
for like 7 weeks. And then
see ya.
Someone's going to finally do it.
Which is why this is an overreaction. I don't believe so.
Ooh.
Not going to tell these guys they can't, but I'm just going to say they won't. That's all. And we don't even have Puka Nacua up there. We put Cooper Kupp instead.
No, that's
Kupper right up there. So, no, I'll just say this is an overreaction.
As the running back gets further devalued.
Dude, I don't understand.
McCaffrey's making like
I don't understand
a tenth of what Justin Jefferson is.
I feel like I'm Jerry Seinfeld putting my hand like.
That's the Kenny Rogers Roasters episode.
I mean, I just can't unsee this, that Justin Jefferson, he's excellent, but he's ball dependent. On having to get to him in the air.
He gets the ball like 5 to 10 times a game at most.
I mean, a running back is going to get it a hell of a lot more times and can affect wins and losses just as well, I think. But they won't pay him. I don't understand it. Overtime, Super Bowl, Christian McCaffrey gets the ball nonstop. Man. Winning win or go home game in Indianapolis against Houston. Final drive, Jonathan Taylor gets the ball nonstop. And when they don't pick up the fourth down, we're wondering, why the hell didn't he get it? Why wasn't he even on the field? But let's not pay these guys unless they, you know, give a pint. I don't understand it, but I'll just push back and say that's an overreaction.
Well, what's more likely Monday?
Ah.
Who's more likely to get to 2,000 yards next? A wide receiver or a running back?
Why don't you save that till Friday? Why don't you just take that as a note and jot it down? And
it comes to me, it comes out the mouth.
I understand you got to filter it and write it down.
I'll write it down. We'll save it. Save
there you
your
go.
Answer,
it's
save
a tease.
Your answer for Friday.
We're using one
save
segment to tease another.
Look at us.
Look at us. Yes.
The next two wide receivers to get paid are going to be CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase, right?
Don't forget Tyreek Hill, who needs a contract adjustment.
I saw Joe Rosenhaus talking about that.
I'm sure he is.
All of those guys should hold out until they get paid what Justin Jefferson just got.
Yeah. I mean, but holding out, it's easy for you to say.
It's easy for you to say.
I'm saying, sit at home
out,
while your team.
Do not do anything football related until they get the bag.
I would think that this is, I mean, Cincinnati's got an interesting dilemma on its hands because Chase needs to get paid and T. Higgins wants it. So I don't think this is an overreaction, but you try to hold out in the NFL. That ain't easy, Pud. It's not easy. What, are you going to watch Dallas go? You better hope he's wrong. But Dallas is going to go into Cleveland without CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah. Tom Brady's first game with Amari Cooper on the other side.
It worked for Emmett.
That is true. We won the Super Bowl. So maybe.
It worked for Emmett to get his, but Dallas had to go 0-2 first to start it.
Still won the Super Bowl.
But I don't think this team is as good as that one.
Yeah, you're
where they can start 0-2 and just be just fine and dandy.
Probably not. NFC East, nah, it's not as good.
Well, we got best case scenarios coming up later.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait
to hear mine. You're going to love it. You will love it. What's the matter with you?
Well, you can appreciate my skepticism on this, right? Like,
no, actually, I don't appreciate it. As a matter of fact, whatever's the opposite of appreciate, that's me.
All right, speaking of an NFC East player, I'm going to talk about Saquon Barkley. I'm going to get there in a second, but I've been...
Are you teasing within your own segment?
Yes, teasing within the old within the own topic.
What could you?
I'm hearing Matt Eberflus talk.
Eberflus.
I'm reading all the Bear stuff. I'm so in on the Bears.
How in are you?
I'm so in on the Bears.
How in are you?
DeAndre Swift will be more impactful this season than Saquon Barkley.
Get out of here.
I hope that's true.
Get out of here.
The running back he replaces, not going to be as good.
Dude.
The guy that left was better. Come on. He's going to be better for the Bears.
Dude. That's my response. Dude.
I'm so in on the Bears.
Dude. Stop it.
Like winning the division. DeAndre Swift
will be more impactful for Chicago than Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
No.
I think the Eagles are going to be, a struggle bus.
You lost. This year. Oh, God. Struggle bus.
Who's not there?
I know Jason Kelce's
the most important lineman, maybe in the NFL last.
I got it.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Not fine. Hard pass. All right.
I didn't even say overreaction. I just said, dude.
Yeah. I just want to be on.
I am not here for the Quadzilla disrespect.
All right. Some NBA stuff, Jay Felly.
It's a Penn Stater he's disrespecting. You need to stand for that.
Look, but he also plays for the Eagles, so.
Oh, okay. It cancels.
Yeah, what am I supposed to say?
All right, had this one last week, didn't get to it, going to use it now because it still applies because the NBA Finals hasn't even started
yet. True.
I'm glad we're getting warm leftovers.
Well, it's still fresh. You've never heard it.
Yeah. Okay.
He meal prepped this.
I'm oversharing. If the Mavs beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals, Luka, best player in the world, is going to pass Jokic.
He won't pass Jokic, but he will have that moment here where he can talk. He's the best player in the world.
I'm cool with it.
But I heard driving down today because I do listen to my buddy DP.
Look at that face.
He had James Worthy on. Worthy called Jokic, Kareem, and Magic rolled into one.
Ooh. Jokic?
Yeah. That's what he called him. Kareem and Jokic and Magic rolled into one.
Jokic shoot the three. Kareem didn't have a three game.
Well, I mean, Magic did.
A little bit.
Ish.
Not really,
I don't know.
Though.
I totally agree that this will be said about Luka, and he will deserve it. I mean, certainly if he, he wins the NBA championship against a 60-win Celtics team. And Jokic didn't have the opportunity because the Timberwolves knocked him out. But I mean, Jokic is still Jokic, don't you think?
Do you think if the Nuggets had won Game 7, they would have beat the Mavs? Or the Mavs just on one right now?
I think the Mavs are just on one right now, and they don't deserve the disrespect of me saying, oh, yeah, they could have. They wouldn't have gotten past the Nuggets. They didn't have to face the Nuggets because the team that beat the Nuggets stood in front of them and they walloped them.
Yeah.
You can go home now.
That's right. You can go home now.
All right, a couple more. How about this? Both the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals. Seven games. We're getting seven out of both.
I'll buy it. Did you see Connor McDavid's first goal in the series clinching game?
It was like Houdini. It was like,
I don't know how he did it.
Like a magic trick.
How does he do that?
I don't know. Guy's incredible.
He is. I know.
After he'd been kind of slandered a lot of the playoffs.
I know. It makes some of the fans there take their sweater off.
I saw that.
Yes, I did too.
Can I be honest with you?
I'm not overreacting.
I saw that a few times.
Can I be honest with you? I literally am watching it right now.
Hey!
Squid on firewall!
Wait a minute, come on!
I've got to work on the Rich Eisen Show firewall. What the hell?
I just was on Twitter. I just scrolled on Twitter.
Oh my God.
A few times.
At any rate.
Five right now. Times. Here's six.
We are not showing that video.
All right.
Nor should we continue to reference it. It's a family program.
This person should come on as a guest.
Just turn off your headlights.
Rich, you like the Yankees,
what?
Right?
Turn on your heart.
You like the Yankees, yeah?
Yes.
You like the Yankees?
Well, what are you going to overreact? What are you going to get me to overreact to here? What do you got?
Judge is going for 60.
Damn, excuse me. Let me say something to you. Turn the music down. Turn the music down.
He is on fire.
Let me tell you something.
There he goes.
Aaron Judge will hit 60 home runs again this season. This is not only a proper reaction. This is not an overreaction. This is, dare I say, a statement of friggin' fact. Factual.
He's on a pace for like 53.
So what?
I'm just saying. I was doing some math earlier. Excuse me.
You and your math. He had a very unjudge-like month in April. He struggled. He was. You want to talk about a struggle bus?
Rough.
He was on it.
Rough.
He was on it.
But May, oh my God.
He
was Winfield-esque.
He was rightfully Mr. May means he can't play in October. So you be quiet. Listen. Don't throw me off my game here.
Sorry, I'm on a roll. That was a good line.
How dare you, Mr. May. Listen, he was the American League player of the month of May. Luis Gil was the American League pitcher for the month of May. And you could make a case the hottest player on the Yankees is Juan Soto. So, Volpe is out of his skull. This entire lineup is cooking with gas to the point where he won't even have the pressure on him to maybe hit 60. Mr. 59 home runs in Stanton, all he's got to do is just sit back and rake. So everybody is kind of cooking on their own cylinders while this guy is 100% hitting 60 home runs again. Not an overreaction. Proper reaction. Hashtag statement of fact.
Ooh, I got,
all right.
That's damn straight.
I just thought of another what's more likely that I'm going to save.
Write it down. Don't spit
now.
It out.
And I'm going to save now.
Save the gold. Because it is gold. Certainly when you start me up like that.
What's more likely? That Oilers fan, or is it sitting ice on the ice behind the glass?
Stop it. This guy.
What?
I don't just listen. He's now not even speaking English. He's not even talking English.
He's mesmerized.
He's like, yabba dabba doo. What did I just say?
Could be in the front row.
You don't stare directly into the sun.
All of a sudden, he's an Edmonton fan.
How am I not aware of this?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, man? You're the hockey guy here.
Two things are certain.
Check your text, Jay.
Two things are certain. One, Kelly O'Coin's about to join us in studio.
You think he's seen
and
it,
two,
the Oilers fan?
I must work on the Rich Eisen Show Wi-Fi firewall.
Look,
I don't know, man. Something's up.
I didn't seek it out.
All right, we'll take a break. Kelly O'Coin next. Keep it classy, Lasse El Segundo. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show in a sec. Man, the Hoops Finals are right around the corner. How cool would it be to go to one of those games? You might even be thinking that right now. And if you are, I've got the solution for you. Game Time makes getting finals tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You get killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, meaning no surprises on the final cost. Views from your seat, which means no surprises on your view of the court. The lowest price guarantees also there from Game Time, which takes the guesswork completely out of buying basketball tickets, certainly when it's the biggest event around for hoops, the finals. Take the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, round of applause for our friend back here getting set to talk about the Los Angeles Clippers, Kelly O'Coin. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me back.
All right. It's called FX is Clipped, and it premieres tomorrow exclusively on Hulu. You play the longtime executive of the front office of the Los Angeles Clippers, and formerly San Diego Clippers when he joined everything. Andy Roser is his name. This is you welcoming Doc Rivers, played by Lawrence Fishburne, into the fold.
HR.
Yeah. That's a through line for all my characters, apparently. Not a big fan.
Dollar bill. Wait a minute. Did Axe Capital have human resources?
No, we had Spiros, who was like, you know, compliance. That's it was true. Similar.
Do you have human a second resources? Family on this show also?
What's that?
A second family on this show? Or
no, no, no. I will neither confirm nor deny. You have to read between the lines on this one.
Axe Cap had resources, a lot of resources, not many humans.
Nobody.
You know what I mean? But FX's Clipped premieres again tomorrow exclusively on Hulu, and you can watch FX's Clipped on Hulu right here on Roku. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just showed our Roku channel audience a clip of Clipped. FX's Clipped premieres again tomorrow exclusively on Hulu, and Kelly O'Coin is here on the program. Good to see you, Kelly.
It's great to see you too. Yeah, you mentioned it before, but
yes,
along with some very painful sports memories.
Yes, sir.
I might add. No.
Yeah. I know that nice shrug.
Yeah,
32 year anniversary of the shrug on your Blazers.
I was
Jordan.
Not aware. I don't have it marked in my calendar, so I appreciate you pointing it out. That was great.
Yes.
But yeah, as you mentioned, when I was here almost a year and a half ago, it was right in the middle of filming this.
Yes.
It usually does take a lot of time for TV and film to actually find the light of day, but this was particularly long because of the strike.
Right. So. Now it's finally here. And I've been looking forward to this for some time.
Yeah.
We've got Ed O'Neill on tomorrow's program.
That's
he
right.
plays Donald Sterling.
Yep.
And you play, I guess, would you say his right-hand man? Would
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, I'm the president of basketball operations, president of the Clippers, and essentially functioning as Donald Sterling's Smithers.
Pretty much.
I would say.
Right? I mean, and Andy Roser joined the team in 1984 when they were at the San Diego Clippers. He was there with the organization as long as Ralph Lawler was,
yeah, he was there
much.
For a really long time. He was very young when he started.
Right.
Which is something that comes into play. And I always, look, this is our version of what happens. It's my version and our version of Andy Roser.
Yes.
But at least in terms of what we have on the page and what we were going for, that to me fed into why he stuck with this guy for so long, even though it's pretty obvious that he was aware that some of these things were untoward. You know, you get him when they're young, and he was impressed by Sterling, as he says a number of times, even to the extent that the how sort of, I can't swear, right? If I remember that
well,
correctly.
Well, let's try not to.
Yes.
Nice.
The crappy things that he saw happening, it was almost like, that's so impressive that you got away with that. You know, like some of the stuff was so bald-faced and just audacious that there, taking morality out, away, I think he saw this man as just deeply impressive.
Well, I mean, and I can't wait to see this because, you know, you as a diehard Blazer fan, you definitely remember this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is just 10 years ago, essentially. Yeah. This happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, obviously having a sense of Donald Sterling and who he was and how he was known at the time and for so many years as the worst owner in the
in
NBA.
Sports. Yeah.
In sports, you could even make that case as well. And I just remember all this happening, and I just remember how great and necessary Doc Rivers was at that point in time. And I imagine this is where this is what we're going to see in this.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of Doc and his struggle with the team, and the brilliance of his coaching with that, how he put that team together as GM. I don't know if he was officially GM, but at least he had some say in bringing some players on.
Sure.
And it was that was a contender. That was a championship contender. If things had not gone south, easily could have won a championship that year. And I actually had an affinity for the always had
yes
for the Clippers, because when I was young and you know my Blazers and my Bill Walton left, he went to the Clippers, and so I loved that guy, and I kind of that became sort of a secondary team that I followed.
Right.
He didn't play much when he was there. But so I followed the Clippers, and I was happy for them that they were finally maybe going to bring a championship home. And I despise the Lakers, you know, in a friendly way. So
having the other
team in LA be better was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
And Portland fans
and Clipper fans are always already lamenting. Like, you know, we have a show that was called Winning Time.
Yeah.
The Lakers fans have a show called Winning Time, and their show is called Clipped.
Yeah.
You know, with a
you know, get it? Clipped. The Clippers.
By the way, you know, those billboards are all over town here in Los Angeles.
People keep telling me that, and I finally saw one, which was exciting, and I had to do the obligatory thing. Got out of the car. My wife took a picture of me, a really goofy picture, but that's okay.
But I mean, we're showing for our radio audience the billboard that we see, and they're two small basketballs held what I believe in those are probably V. Stiviano's hand, her right hand, right there. Those are those Clipper basketballs.
I get it.
So you know who also gets it? My three children.
Oh,
we're driving around town. Dad, Clips coming up. You going to watch that? I'm like, yeah, we are. And that's when they're like, well, what is that about? And I say, Suze.
Take it away.
You know, you take it away. You cover the Lakers in this town. That's your bailiwick. That's right. You may have the floor.
By the way, if I can just segue for 1 second.
Yeah, you got a t-shirt. What do you got right here?
Something.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got here? It's holding it up. It's a Clipped basketball t-shirt.
Nice. I decided not to go with the testicles one.
I appreciate that. Here, thank you, sir. I will take it, and I will wear this with pride.
Excellent.
I love it. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Yeah,
you brought me a Billions one the last time you were here.
That's right.
It's like a tradition now. You come with gear.
I feel like I have to clothe you.
I appreciate it. I like
kids,
it.
So my paternal instinct kicks in elsewhere.
I greatly appreciate it. Yeah. Now, you've worked with some greats. Ed O'Neill, I'm assuming, is one of them. I love that guy.
Ed O'Neill, I've always loved him, but I always thought he was a fantastic actor.
Yes.
I don't think I was fully aware of how flipping good he actually is. Like the character work he does with this is fantastic. It's really fantastic. And the voice is spot on. He left me I got COVID during the filming, and I was out for about a week and a half, and he left me a message in the voice of Sterling, and I didn't know where I was for like 10 seconds before I were 5
seconds.
So he
stayed in character?
He stayed in character on the phone. He was like, Andy, I can't do it, but he was like, get to, where are you? Where the F are you? Get to work or you're God fired, you know? And I should have queued it up and play it for you, but it was great. Working with him was a dream. Working with Lawrence, those are the two I worked with the most.
Sure.
Working with Lawrence was fantastic, and he's been an acting idol of mine forever. And like the cheesy thing I kept posting was, sometimes it's okay to meet your heroes because they're just awesome.
Right.
They're great scene partners. They play ball, you know, they love it when you do something interesting. Mm-hmm. And they're just great offset too.
Well, the thing is that's really was jarring for me hearing that Ed O'Neill was playing Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Is when Ed O'Neill plays a character, you want to love him, right? Even when Al Bundy was despicable, you just
found him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So like playing somebody who is patently unlovable is quite a heel turn.
It's quite a heel turn, yeah. And I'll be curious talking to you about it afterwards, because what he does do, he doesn't play him as a mustache twirler. He plays him as a real human being. Sometimes you can play so heavily into the villain part of it, into the heel, that it becomes a caricature. But he's a fully formed human being, and he just happens to be, as a human, a terrible human.
Right.
You know, it's a remarkable performance.
And you're back on FX. Pastor Tim's back on FX, brother.
Yeah, coming home. Yeah.
coming home.
I'm a company man at heart.
I mean, you've been elsewhere as well in the meantime, but that's pretty cool. Kelly O'Coin here on the Rich Eisen Show. So playing Dollar Bill, because you just walked us through what it's like to play, you know, somebody who's not very likable as a human.
Right.
Was Dollar Bill a human? Was he a human being?
Was he a human being? He was a machine, man. Come on. Dollar Bill was. It's funny. You find inspiration in odd places.
Yes.
With the clipped character, I sort of decided he was a cross between Smithers and Ned Flanders.
Okay. Like,
he had to be upbeat all the time. You know, hidely ho. Yes, sir. I will eat crap. Fine. Can I have some more? But with Bill, it was more, I just started, I think the first day I realized my legs were planted like really far apart, mm-hmm. and my arms were always crossed and my jaw was jutting. And I was like, oh, that's the character, you know?
So, that's it.
Yeah. And from that, all the attitudes sort of poured forth. But yeah, you find little ways of keying into a character. And sometimes sometimes it's surprising. And when I told the showrunner after we wrapped Clipped that I was that I was a cross between Smithers and Ned Flanders, she's like, "That's awesome. I'm really glad you didn't tell me that beforehand." But that's great.
Why?
Because I think it would. It sounds flip, you know.
Sure.
It's to someone who she didn't know. She wouldn't have necessarily known what I meant. And she was happy with the outcome.
Oh, that's great.
But if I had named it, she might have been like, "Oh, maybe expand, maybe something a little more sophisticated than two cartoon characters."
What was your favorite Dollar Bill moment?
I can't even.
You gotta have one or two.
Smashing Spiros's Porsche that whole day.
Did you really do that?
Oh yeah.
It was
the stuntman did it the first time, and then I did about 25 smashes.
It was a real Porsche?
It was a real Porsche. Although, as the props people said, it was like, it's an entry-level Porsche. I was like, what?
What is
what does it mean?
What is that? An entry-level Porsche?
This was only $100,000 or something. I don't know.
So they brought an entry-level Porsche, and it was your job to smash it.
And my job was to hit a specific spot on the car every time, because then they could replace one section of it and still have a non-totaled car. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. I was all over that.
Your
thing.
Batting average was like 200.
Yeah, I'd say I hit the spot maybe twice, and I think I said, "Oh, I got this." And then the third time of 25, it was just I hit the door, which I wasn't supposed to do. You know, that kind of. That scene was amazing. Both Steve Kunkin, who plays Spiros, and I were like hyperventilating, like 12-year-old boys. It was like we get to break stuff.
Sure.
The fake fight with Axe, of course, and pretty much anything I did with Bonnie. I like Sarah Stiles. I loved working with her, and she'd like out dollar bill periodically, and that was fun.
Well, I know you told the story last time you were here of the time we worked together, Kelly.
Yes, that's right.
From Fight Night.
That's right.
By the way, I just got like an $8 check from that the other day, which is great. Yes, an $8 residual check from Fight Night.
Wasted paper,
dude. But that was again. I will always talk about this with you because of the star-studded.
Ugh.
Scene with, you know, Deontay Wilder, Stipe Miocic was there, and then just you and Dan Soder like legitimately hitting each other, like
making asses of ourselves in a delightful way.
Exactly.
Hopefully. Deontay Wilder was in my corner. It was incredible. He just won. He was the champ. And it was really fun to get to know him. He was like the sweetest guy in the world.
Right.
It probably won't come as a surprise to anyone who's watching who has seen the episode that neither Soder nor I can box.
But he did break your rib, though.
Yeah, he did. Right. We had a whole thing. The whole thing was choreographed, and the very first take of the very first shot he hit a little, adrenaline was a little too high. He was supposed to hit me in this little flak thing I had, and pulled back, and he didn't. He drove through, and it was high, and I heard a ka-chunk, as I think I said before. I was like, that's not good.
Soda broke your rib.
Broke my rib.
The hell,
he says it was an accident.
That's not true.
No, you met him. He was, you know that
he
guy.
He was channeling his inner Mephi, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly
what was happening.
He was pissed.
Do you got a good favorite dollar bill line that you can say on national television?
That I can say?
Yes. Where it was on the page, and you're like, I'm going to make a meal out of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I made some meals and was told to pull back a number of times. But
you really were?
I was, yeah, a couple times. It was just like, just say the line. I was like, oh, okay. they were like, we wrote a really good line. You don't have to put some, you know, relish on it. Just say the line. You know, I'm Kaiser Soze, mother effer, of course, was great. Yeah. And I remember Koppelman telling me, he was like, before we did, a couple days before the table read, he was like, I think I wrote my favorite line of the show so far for you. And I was like, what is it? He's like, you'll see. And we went to the table read, and as soon as I said the line, he was at the far end, and he kind of leaned out and was like, ah? I was like, yep, that's pretty much going to be the best line I ever say.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
I love that. Kelly O'Coin here on the Rich Eisen Show. Diehard Blazer fan. Yeah. You sent me on your way in here on my phone. You texted me a photograph. Yeah. Of you with the now late Bill Walton.
Yeah.
What's the story behind this one right here?
Wow, look at that. Look how happy I am.
Why wouldn't you be?
I'm grinning. My mouth doesn't go that wide, but somehow it did. I was doing a play at the La Jolla Playhouse, an upbeat comedy about America's involvement in Afghanistan, a lighthearted romp. And I was with a bunch of students because they have an affiliation with UCSD, and so there are a bunch of students, all pretty much Southern California based Laker fans.
Yeah,
they'd been giving me crap the whole time about being a Portland Trailblazer fan. It was a lot of back and forth banter, and they came running back in one time. The few times I was off stage, they came running back in and said, Bill Walton's in the audience. And I was like, they're trying to mess with me. Yeah, you can't. No, I'm not buying it. And they kept at it, and I finally was like, oh, maybe it's true. And I checked my phone, and my wife happened to be at that performance. She'd come in from New York, and she was like, get out here now, all caps. And she was apparently like playing defense almost, like running interference. I was like, Mr. Walton, you don't understand. My husband loves you so much. You have to just, he was just in the play. And so she slowed him down enough, and I got out. And you could see in that picture, my collar isn't even down.
Look at that.
And he couldn't have been more gracious. He did get a little confused, I think. He kept referring to me by my character name. And there was something alluded to. There was a difficulty in my character's life with my wife.
Yeah.
It was part of the play. And he was like, really wanted to know about that. He's like, oh, how are you doing now? How are you and your wife doing? Are you better? I was like, but she's right here. We're good. Okay. Well, that's great.
The gummy must have kicked in.
I was thinking,
you know, the intermission gummy might have kicked in.
But he was so sweet, and he was walking better. It was sure. After some of those issues,
right?
So, yeah, I mean, it's not like your story.
I didn't get a check. I know, right? By the way, if you look past Brockman, you could see the windshield behind.
That's great,
right there, yeah, man.
Oh,
it's back, man. There. We've leaned it up against the Rose Bowl seats. That's his beloved UCLA. We're just kind of leaving that there for a while. I don't know. We're going to take that down, but
that's a great spot for it, though,
dude. I'd love it. It was just unbelievable because he had this metal chair. Just watching him walk down Flower Street with this chair like this, and I'm right behind him, and I'm like, this is just the wildest
so surreal
scenario. Like, life is just wild.
Yeah.
And how these things just smash together, and then literally smashed with my with my windshield, yeah. Right?
Was it one of those things where it was the crack and then it just slowly starts to spider?
We heard it first.
Yeah.
Jesus. We heard it first. My first concern was, how am I going to fit the chair in? And we fit the chair in, then immediately switched to, how am I going to fit Bill Walton in now? And then we heard the crack. And it happened. He couldn't have been more, like I said, just 100% like overly apologetic to the point where it's making me uncomfortable.
Are you kidding me?
Who you are? Just the greatest, and I'm happy to just chat with you and be in your presence and just be in your essence. You know, I mean,
which is the greatest essence I've ever been. Yeah,
So you couldn't, wait a minute, and I understand that, you know, the audience is kind of blacked out by lights on the stage. You couldn't see Bill Walton from the stage?
No, this, I know, it's surprising. It's, yeah.
That seven-footer that's sitting there on top of this chair?
Hell? Oh, it's Bill Walton. Okay. No, it was a scene where a lot of the students were in the audience, like, yelling at someone on stage. Okay. And so they were like all of a sudden, they were like, oh my God, Bill Walton, we got to tell Kelly.
I love that.
Yeah, it was... that was amazing. I never got a check from him, though. So you got me there.
I did, but I never cashed.
That's so cool.
Never will. Never will, man.
That's so cool.
Thanks for coming on here.
Thank you.
Congrats in advance of something that I know it's going to be excellent. I cannot wait to see it.
I've seen most of the episodes, and I'm really happy with it. I'm really proud of it. And I've never had more fun shooting something.
Right.
Which is interesting because it's kind of dark at times, but it's a very funny piece as well. It's I'm proud of it.
Well, it's called FX is Clipped, and it premieres tomorrow exclusively on Hulu, and you can watch FX is Clipped on Hulu, available on our Roku platform. You're the best, brother. You have a spot here anytime you want.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
That's Kelly O'Coin at Kelly O'Coin 77 on the dreaded X and Instagram right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, the best case scenarios for NFC East teams. Don't miss what I say about the Cowboys next. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, let's talk about them. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. We all know when something goes wrong with your car and you need maintenance and you need it fast and you need to make sure it's done right, that's when you turn to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. What was the big break for you? Was it Married with Children, essentially? Or
well, I went to New York from Youngstown, and I was doing a lot of theater. Mm-hmm. And I did Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theaters, and so forth. And I was doing a play at Hartford Stage called Mice and Men, which is not a comedy, by the way. And I was playing Lenny.
Okay.
And then a casting director from L.A. was visiting his aunt, went to the show. Mm-hmm. And then liked the play, liked me, and then... a year later, they're casting Married with Children, and they can't get the Bundy guy. And this guy's name was Hirschfeld. And he said, guys, you're going to think I'm nuts. But I saw an actor a year ago in a drama that I think he could do this. And they almost fired him. And I happened to be out there at the time for a failed pilot. Mm-hmm. And they called me in. I was playing handball at the Hollywood Y. And I showed up with my glove with the bag, you know, my bag with the gloves hanging all of it. And it was Levitt and Moyet. What the hell is that? Mm-hmm. And so we started talking in the office, and then they had me audition. They said, would you mind reading? And I said, no, that's what I do all the time. And I saw the guy as my uncle, one of my uncles.
Al Bundy, you're saying?
Yeah, he was like, and the guy was a judge, but he reminded me of this guy. And what I mean is, I guess apparently most of the guys that read for it were doing it like Jackie Gleason in The Honeymooners, you know, yelling and mad. Mm-hmm. Well, my uncle was like resigned.
you know, life was going to be bad.
Resigned. I love it.
So, you know, we'd be like, he'd get home from work and he'd come in the house and my aunt, his wife, would say, Joe, I ran over the dog in the driveway today. He's dead. And Joe would say, what's for dinner? So it was sort of like that, right? That's how I read it. And they had not heard that tact, you know, that
interpretation.
No, they had not heard that. And they went, well, that's kind of funny.
That's 8 years ago. Ed O'Neill's latest appearance on this show is on Tuesday, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ready, set, griddle this grilling season, people. Get the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees, and the Weber Works Prep and Cook and Store system keeps cooking supplies handy. You can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust resistant griddle. All right.
I'd like to have one of those. Those are pretty nice.
Oh, good thing you might know somebody.
Just saying, these things are dope.
Okay.
I like a rust resistant.
We decided last week, in honor of Bill Walton's positivity and shine the light, be the light.
Shine the light, be the light.
He inspired us. On the air, I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up with the best case scenarios for every division, one by one, in the National Football League. We're going to do it for 8 straight days, like Hanukkah. And
you just added that part.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Mazel 8 straight tov. Days. Okay? And we started with the NFC West. Today, we're going to finish up the NFC, and the rest of the week, we're going to do the AFC, and we even have a drop. The NFC East best case scenarios for the 2024 season. Hit it, please.
Best case scenario for each NFL team.
Yeah!
Oh my God!
That's great. Got it all.
Tremendous.
Could have had it from the beginning if I decided to just come up with the idea in a meeting, not on the air. Here we go. Starting with the New York Football Giants, the best case scenario for them in the NFC East. Daniel Jones starts week one, and he is your comeback player of the year. Brian Burns shows everybody in the New York metropolitan area, which means people are now paying attention what everybody in Carolina knows. He's got defensive player of the year ability. He wins it. Malik Nabers, they draft him. Because Daniel Jones is comeback player of the year.
Ooh.
Who needs Saquon? Neighbors is offensive rookie of the year. And the Giants make the playoffs as a wild card team. I'm not going to tell you what they're doing in the playoffs. That's your guess is as good as mine. I have no earthly idea. Daniel Jones in one playoff showed up like Colin Kaepernick in Minnesota. And then was just absolutely terrible the following week in Philadelphia. Wild card berth for the New York Giants. That's their best case scenario. And that's a pie in the sky, is it not? Washington Commanders. Their best case scenario. Jaden Daniels is offensive rookie of the year. He shows up and he shows out and he shows that everybody who said that he had the best ability of anybody coming out of the draft at the quarterback position to perform and succeed in the NFL right now out of the box at college, they were right. And he's showing the way. Dan Quinn is coach of the year. That guy shows up and he brings his positivity and he shows up and the Washington Commanders perform well. And I'll even say this, like, I think the Texans are a perfect template. Number 2 overall pick in the draft, wins offensive rookie of the year and has even some MVP conversation, and the coach that's new to the team, you know, has coach of the year conversation, and they make the divisional playoffs round. I think the Texans are a perfect best case scenario for this year's Washington Commanders, and I'll even throw another one in. They changed the damn team name. That's a best case scenario for this franchise. Now then, the Philadelphia Eagles. What's their best case scenario? There's a lot of best case scenarios. You're hitting that penthouse button when you get on the elevator.
Oh yeah.
Jalen Hurts wins the MVP. Nick Sirianni wins coach of the year. Saquon Barkley wins offensive player of the year. They push every damn button properly. And despite Jason Kelsey being gone and Fletcher Cox being gone and a team that really predicates its success on line play, somehow, someway gets everything else cooking with gas. Dom doesn't get ejected. He's on the sideline all 17. Okay. And the Eagles win the Super Bowl. And Saquon goes back to Pennsylvania and he wins it for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the best case scenario for the Philadelphia Eagles. I didn't really hit. I don't think I missed anything right there.
Even two out of three with the Hurts, Sirianni, Saquon hits, sure. And they win the Super Bowl. Boom.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
They pushed every button. They made the right moves by not getting rid of Sirianni.
No doubt.
By getting new coordinators in.
Extending their wide receivers.
Right. Exactly. They pushed it all the right.
The defense.
That's it.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Here we go, TJ.
Best case scenario for the Dallas Cowboys.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Right. Dak Prescott.
MVP.
Wins MVP.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb is Offensive Player of the Year.
Oh, baby.
Zeke runs for 1,000 yards.
He's back.
He's eaten.
God, if you listen.
1,000 yards. Zeke fills all the question marks about the running game. He gets the Fountain of Youth, and he runs for 1,000 yards.
Oh,
Micah Parsons wins Defensive Player of the Year. And Jerry Jones is rewarded with his all-in sensibility by he's the executive of the year.
Oh, wow.
And the Dallas Cowboys, with all of these successful earmarks, make the NFC Championship game.
It's marvelous.
They finally get rid of the jinx. They go as far as the NFC Championship game.
And they lose to the 49ers.
No, get back, TJ. It's okay. It's okay.
He's laughing too hard.
It's all right, TJ. Everything works for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's funny.
And they actually win the Super Bowl. They actually win the whole shooting match. They reach the NFC Championship. You didn't let me finish my sentence. They reach the NFC Championship game. Then they win that. They go to the Super Bowl and win that.
Oh, I thought, okay. I thought you said
you
okay,
thought I was
Spider.
Doing something else.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, that would be a best case scenario.
That's it. And everything else hits.
Everything
hits.
Here
we go. Yo, so what's the scenario?
Oh, yeah.
15-2.
Oh, and then everybody puts their bag on the table, and Jerry's like, I don't know what.
There's no pie.
He's going pie shopping.
That's okay. We don't need pie for a few years.
That's right.
You guys, I don't know if you guys want that to happen.
And those are my best case scenarios for every team in the NFC East.
TJ, man, the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, we are going to have a fun week in New Orleans.
Oh, could you imagine? In the Gulf South?
I'm going to need prayer, if that's the case. I mean, I always need prayer.
We're going to have a fun week on Bourbon Street.
If that happens.
Oh, man. You mean when it happens?
So tomorrow I'll do the AFC East.
Oh, baby.
And then work my way west.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, how was the Big Slick real quick? Did Sarah come back in one piece?
Sarah's back. One piece. Incredible. They raised nearly $4 million.
I saw that.
$25 million for the life of the Big Slick.
$25 million. I think it was the 15th year of Big Slick.
For Children's Mercy Children's Hospital.
Yeah. Rousing success. They were auctioning off. Kelsey was there and Mahomes.
This was there,
and, you know, all the usual KC
congrats
KC
to them.
Celebs. Yeah,
amazing.
What a great time.
Yeah, and I saw
great
the Swirsky event. Brothers made an appearance because Robert Smigel was there and George Smigel. Went as Sudeikis' his uncle.
Right.
And then Sudeikis played the Bull, kind of Bulls fan.
Kind of the Farley character.
Yeah, and he asked, and Travis Kelce was a guest.
Yep.
And he asked Travis Kelce when you're going to make an honest woman out of Taylor Swift, when you're going to marry her
so she
can stop working and live at home like your kicker would agree should happen.
Really funny. The whole 12-minute skit did is online. Big Slick posted it.
It's, yeah, I saw.
Yeah,
I saw
everybody should check it out.
Tremendous.
And, of course, donate to Children's Mercy, Children's Hospital, as great a cause as there is in the Kansas City area, for sure. Yeah. That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're back to tell you about Tuesday's show on the Roku channel in a moment.
Hey guys, welcome to the Candy Valentino Show. I'm Candy Valentino. I was a founder before I could legally order a drink. And for more than 2.5 decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited multiple businesses in diverse industries. Now my goal is to help you by sharing the knowledge that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, and the wisdom that I've developed over my journey. Bi-weekly episodes every Monday and Thursday.
The Candy Valentino Show, wherever you listen.